Hello, this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come. Today's episode is how to empower yourself. Feeling empowered is essentially the opposite of feeling powerless. Feeling empowered is believing that you are in control. And I don't mean having to call the shots 100% of the time. Control is also controlling how you respond to situations that you aren't in control of. Empowerment is about knowing that you're in charge of your own life and you have the strength and the confidence that you need to make the decisions and the changes. So if you've gone through a divorce or a breakup or a job loss or really any unexpected challenging situation, that can make you feel powerless. So how do you empower yourself after you've gone through a challenging time in your life? Here is a list of 8 things to get you started. Number 1, express yourself. Empowerment is largely about being able to express your thoughts and your feelings articulately, unapologetically, but respectfully. Number 2, check in with yourself. In this hectic, fast-paced world, intentionally taking time out of your busy day just for you can be one of the most empowering things that you do, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Number 3, clean up. It is hard to feel empowered if you are surrounded by chaos. So clean off that desk. It's an amazing feeling to purge the things that you no longer need. If you can't purge some of those bigger items, maybe like a couch, it sounds like maybe it's time to rearrange the furniture or maybe get a few new throw pillows. Number 4, do good, feel good. Doing good for others in whatever way, shape, or form can be extremely rewarding. There is actually a phrase called a helper's high, because when you do something kind for others, your brain releases endorphins, which those are the feel-good chemicals of the brain. Number 5, failure is not a bad F word. Failure has such a negative connotation, but failing at something is an opportunity to learn. We learn from every situation and experience, especially those that don't turn out how we expect them to. Your marriage failure is not the end of your story. It's the beginning of a comeback story. Number 6, be vulnerable. It's easy to want to keep your guard up after life has punched you in the face. But if you constantly have walls up to protect yourself from getting hurt, you're also missing out on all the good that can happen if you put yourself back out there. Being vulnerable is a risk, but it can lead to wonderful experiences and lessons. Number 7, happiness is on you. If you feel like it's someone else's responsibility to make you happy, or someone else's happiness is entirely your responsibility, you are bound to end up feeling powerless. You are not responsible for anyone else's happiness but your own. Other people in your life can enhance your happiness just as you can contribute to someone else's happiness. But in the end, you are responsible for your own happiness. Number 8, positive self-talk. When you catch yourself thinking negative self-critical thoughts, acknowledge those thoughts and then clap your hands really loud and pretend that you've squished that thought. There are several NLP techniques, that's neuro-linguistic programming techniques, that can support you to dismantle your inner thoughts. When you start doubting yourself, repeat after me, "I got this." So personal empowerment and self-esteem, they go hand in hand. It's about taking control of your own life and making positive decisions based on what you want. And remember, you got this. A life coach can support you during your empowerment journey by providing you with tools and helping you stay accountable. If you are interested in learning more about working with me, please visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com.